Time for today's Iowa Farm Bureau Spotlight on rural Iowa, talking about some niche agriculture with Kate Edwards, owner of Wildwoods Farm, largest CSA, that is a community-supported agriculture in Iowa. Kate, as a young farmer, very involved Iowa Farm Bureau, has been on the big show before. You received Iowa Farm Bureau's Young Farmer Achievement Award, so understand you didn't take a traditional path to becoming a farmer. Give us a little background here.
Yeah, I actually didn't take a traditional path. I grew up a generation removed from farming. Both sets of grandparents farmed and made it through the farm crisis, but really encouraged their children not to farm because of the hardships of the 80s. And so I was born in 86, right at the end of the farm crisis. And as a young kid, was really discouraged from my interest in agriculture because it was seen as something that wasn't a pathway forward for young people at that time. And I was a woman, too, or a young girl, and I didn't see a lot of women farmers as examples, although, as we all know, farm women through the centuries have been farmers. We just often called them farm wives instead of farmers. So I really didn't see a necessarily example of how I could get into farming, but I still spent every waking minute I could on my grandparents' farm, tagged along. I was my grandpa's sidekick and really wanted to farm, but didn't see a way in. So I actually became an engineer, went to Iowa State, moved out of state as a kid, actually, came back for college and grad school, and then it was time to go to work, and I moved out of state again because, you know, I thought that what I needed to do was pursue my engineering degree. One day I was walking to work and I had this overwhelming sense that I'd rather be walking to a barn. So a couple months later, I quit my job, much to the chagrin of my grandparents who said we farmed so our children and grandchildren didn't have to. They were really worried about that decision. Really just started thinking about what kind of farming could I do, given that I didn't have land yet and didn't necessarily have the equipment and the capital costs to get into row crop farming, although that's the kind of farming I originally wanted to get into.
Tell me a little bit about Wildwoods Farm and community supported agriculture.
I started realizing that you can make a lot more on an acre of vegetables than you can on an acre of corn. And as a young person with no access to land, if all I needed was an acre to start, I needed to be able to make a little bit more money than just an acre of corn. So I started thinking about vegetables, and this was back in 2010, and realized that I was going to become a vegetable farmer. Didn't know how I was going to do that, but eventually met some wonderful people that mentored me. And that first year, I started with 11 customers, and now I have over 250 families that get food directly from our farm. So we follow organic practices on our farm and grow a wide variety of vegetables. And each week they get a bag of vegetables. So it's been a really great way to get into farming. And now, 10 years later, I own a farm. About 2 years ago, got married, and my husband and I dragged him into the farming world with me. Got to teach him how to drive a tractor. That was kind of fun. So now I farm about 10 acres of vegetables in Johnson County.
Well, tell me about how you became involved with the Iowa Farm Bureau and how being a Farm Bureau member has helped your farming career.
There's a lot of unique challenges for alternative specialty crop farmers, partly because we're on smaller pieces of ground. I mean, there's a unique challenge for every type of farmer. You know, there's trade issues for larger farmers, and for farmers of my size, there might be things like zoning or spray drift issues or things like that might be a little bit different than a larger farm. One of the things that I found about the Iowa Farm Bureau, and specifically the Johnson County Farm Bureau, is that all farmers are welcome, no matter whether you raise corn or hogs or turkeys or chickens or vegetables, like my case. And so while it might be a bit of a unique type of farming to do for Iowa, one of the things I've really appreciated about the Johnson County Farm Bureau and the Iowa Farm Bureau is that all farmers are welcome. And I firmly believe that, you know, that we need to get along as farmers because there's less than 1% of us of the population that's left of farming. And, you know, about 100 years ago, 50% of us farmed. So having the opportunity to connect with other farmers has been absolutely amazing through the Johnson County Farm Bureau.
What advice would you have for young and beginning farmers?
I think connecting with other farmers. One of the things that I've really appreciated about being a young farmer in Iowa, I had the opportunity, this wasn't necessarily a Farm Bureau opportunity, but another opportunity to connect with Secretary Nag last week, and hearing that he's wanting to be a secretary for all farmers. And I think recognizing that if you're a specialty crop producer, that it's really important to connect with the more traditional farmer because we're all in this together. Well, I've learned some amazing things from some of my row crop farming friends, and hopefully have been able to share some things too about some of the challenges that I might face that might be different than they're facing. And I think the more we connect as farmers, the more we're able to get along as a community together, but also to produce better food for our community and for the world.
Iowa Farm Bureau member Kate Edwards joining us today. And this is the Iowa Farm Bureau Spotlight on rural Iowa. More information on membership and membership programs, check out iowafarmbureau.com. Bob Quinn here on The Big Show.